Vicento. That's one thing he's, you know, he's got a condition, it's often called hikikomori, where someone just stays at home and often stays in their room and doesn't go out of the house and is not interacting with other people at all. And for our son, part of that was he wasn't washing. He just wasn't, I don't really understand it. He said he couldn't go in to the bath. Before the New Year's, we went to a public bath as a family in the Hiroshima area. And we all went together. We paid the tickets for each one of us. It was a really nice public bath, a big changing room. And he went in the changing room with us, but he, for some reason, I don't know why it was, he couldn't go into the bath area. He walked around the changing room and walked outside, but he couldn't go in. And when Art took him, from what you wrote to my wife, it sounds like maybe something similar to that happened. I'll let Art share on that later, but I'm just thankful that Art was able to take him out. He got a haircut. You brought him to a barbershop, and I'll let you share on that too. Our son had not had his hair cut in quite a long time. It had gotten very long, and I think you guys had something neat. I don't want to get ahead of you, so I'll let Art share more later, but we're just very thankful to God that for the ministry of Art and Darcy, and how Art came over and invested in Micah's life. And I brought a packet of tissue just in case I need it, but I'll try to get through this next sentence. So I came downstairs this morning, and our son, he was a little bit, he'd been up all night, because his schedule's still kind of mixed up night and day, and so he was there, and I think when he stays up at night, sometimes he just thinks too much. You know, he gets into his own head thinking of a lot of things. So what he said to me when I came downstairs this morning, he said, well, something to the effect, it was all in Japanese, it was really fast, but like, do you think somebody just taking me out one time is going to change everything? And I didn't say anything, when our service, we started singing today, it kind of hit me. I think what he's really saying is he doesn't want someone, he wants help, but not just like a snap of the fingers help, right? One-time thing, and that's it, and it's all finished forever, and he's all good. And so at the time I wasn't thinking that. I wish I would have said to him, no, it's not like that, you know. We all want to help you, and we're here for the long term.
That's
we want
right.
to help you as long as it takes. And
amen.
I just didn't say that, but I believe God will give me a chance to say it later. But so I want to especially thank Art and Darcy for their ministry, and especially in our son's life. And that's my share for today, is prayer request for our son, Micah. Please continue praying for him. And thank you. Thank you very much.
I'll follow up with that. Micah's really interesting. He thinks a lot. He has a debate in his head over almost every decision that he makes. And he sometimes talks it out loud. And so I'm sure he's debating the decision of, should I go live with these weird foreigners or not? And so my prayer is that he would have that debate, he would struggle with that, and he would come to the conclusion that, yes, I will, and I'm excited to. I don't want him to come, I don't want to have to drag him to the house. I want him to be hopeful and excited, and, you know, I think we get along pretty well. And Micah's interesting because he's not socially awkward. So he talked with the haircut lady for an hour, just like a normal person would. So he doesn't have a lot of the social kind of ness that a lot of hikikomori have, where they actually don't know how to communicate with people. And so that's really good. And again, I see Micah as someone who will be able to live with me and help us while we help him, and help other people who are in worse cases, because there's people that can't go outside their door. And Micah can deal with society much better than a lot of hikikomori people can. And so I'm really praying that he will move in with us and help us to help other hikikomori people. And so, yeah, if you just pray that he would come to the conclusion of living with us and being happy to do that, that's a huge prayer for us. And we're in it. He said how long? The time before I said a year, 2 years, a day, a month, whatever you want, you know. And
did
so
take a bath?
The what's that?
He did not take a bath.
No, he didn't. I said, I came back after like 10 minutes in the cento, and I said, look, it's going to be weird if a big guy's carrying a small guy into the cento. I said, do you want to change him? He when he doesn't want to talk, he speaks very quickly and in Japanese, so I didn't understand what he was saying either. But yeah, but he went and got the haircut, and we had some food. So yeah, it was a good time overall. And you know, he doesn't use his phone, and so I said, do you want to communicate direct? I mean, I'm happy to talk with your mom. He said, yeah, I'm very sorry about not. I said, it doesn't matter. I said, I can talk with your mom. It doesn't, so you're so nice. I said, I'm not nice. I said, I went through 3 years of not using my phone, having people call me and not touching it. So I understand that it's like a big deal to pick up the phone. And so I'm just hoping that he understands that I understand what he's feeling a little bit. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I understand.
Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
Praise God. I'm able to come back safely. And I want to share something that God changed in my life just a little bit, in my attitude, in my heart. When I was in the Philippines, you know, most of all of you knows my problem. I go to Cebu to see my, you know, my sons, about 100 meters away. I didn't get up to the taxi. I saw my sons playing, then Mario sitting on the side. When I did decide to sit him to go out to the taxi, someone came, a guy. Then hug Marjorie and kiss. So I think God to he changed my mind, my heart. You know, at that moment I feel so I don't know what I'm feeling. I'm angry, I'm happy. Mixed emotion. I just looked into my pit and said, oh God. I can go out there. If I'm gonna be out there will be a big trouble. That will be a big trouble. Before, I am not a patiently person. If I see something wrong, if I see something different, I go straight to them. I could, you know, make a problem with them. If I heard something bad, I'm gonna punch that guy straight in his face. But now, I'm able to control my feelings. That's the big change that this church gave it to me. So I thank God, praise God for changing my life. But not totally. Super shaky.
That's right.
Not totally. But now I'm able to control my feelings. And I praise God. And I thank all of you for the praying, for the prayer, that for my travel, safe travel to come. Thank you.
Hello everyone, my name is Hiroshi Fuji, and I got engaged last November. Yeah. And she lives in Hamamatsu in Shizuoka Prefecture, and she can't move to Hiroshima. And so I moved to there in January 31st. And so please pray for us to be our glory of God. Please, thank you.
Maybe some of you know, Naomi has checked into the hospital from Thursday. And fortunately, from Thursday, her parents have been staying with us to take care of the boys and to just help with many things, taking the boys to Hoikuan and Yochien and cooking, things like that, doing laundry, those things. Now, Homi is now, the babies are 2,600 grams, 2,500 grams. So it's combined 5 kilos, which is huge. But, you know, relatively, each baby is small still. We're in the 34th week, and we want to get to week 37 before we, before the doctors do the cesarean section in order for the lungs. The only thing left for the development of the babies is the lungs. And so that's all. However, her body already wants to push the babies out. She's having not contractions, but kind of cramping, just they call it hatteimasu, hatteru. So it's just contracting, basically. So the doctors are saying, just be ready. It could happen any moment. Hopefully not too soon. Hopefully by, they want to go until February 9th. So for the next 3 weeks, we'll have some help from her parents. So just continue to pray like you are. Pray for her strength. It's actually nice for her. She doesn't have to work. No cleaning, no cooking, nothing. She just stays in the hospital. She's on the kind of, it's called tenteki, drip, to help her just relax her muscles. And yeah, everything's being taken care of. Me and the boys will visit her today. After the service, we'll go direct to the hospital and have dinner with her today. So that's about it. So please continue to pray for her. Thank you.
My name's Darcy, and I just wanted to thank God for a wonderful time with a couple of the women of this church at Bible study this morning. Michelle and Marie and I got to really just see new things about Jesus and his miracles, and I mean, it was really awesome. So I just want to praise God for that, and what a, and Michelle's leadership of that study and the ways that God has taught her and her love of the Word is just such a blessing. So just praise God for that.
Amen. Hello, my name is Fernando. I just want to ask you prayers for Makiko. She started feeling sore body and headache last night, and this morning she couldn't come. She has the flu, I think. So please pray for Makiko and her strength, and for Toma, who's studying. In,
oh, yes.
I don't hope he's not getting the flu too. So we have a restaurant, so we get a lot of people coming to our place, so we get a lot of.
And another, just an announcement for the people that are making the bulletin. The verse for this year, the bulletin on the right side, it has 2 Timothy 3, 16, 17. That's last year's church verse. This year is Matthew 24, 14. And Cindy, maybe you can share with her. We usually post through the year one verse that the Pastor Hiroshi chooses. And this year, Pastor Hiroshi chose Matthew 24, 14. So it will be on the bulletin. Just a reminder. It's Matthew, and it's about, it says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as the testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. That's the verse for this year. And there's another, and there's another announcement. At the beginning of the year,
The church does all the announcements, and I don't know if you have met Ishimoto. Is the is a member of the church. He usually cleans, and his wife. She does child sponsorship for Africa. So if you would like to join with her, she will collect donations through the year for child sponsorship in Africa. So just remember Ishimoto Harumi-san. Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, one more.
Last week, a friend of mine came, Justin, and his wife is also pregnant, and I think she's going to the hospital next week. But they're both Americans, and
Jenna.
Yeah?
Wife is
Jenna. And only his parents can come, but they will come maybe 3 weeks from now. So he has to take care of the little daughter. So please pray for Justin and Jenna. They're having a baby, so thank you.
Good afternoon back to everyone. It's good to be back.
Hey.
Yes. I'm Eric, and we take a vacation in the Philippines for almost three weeks, and I'm so blessed that I see my son and my other relatives and families. And God is so good, and it's because in His way, He gave us a chance to share the Word of God. Also, I'm surprised to my son, because when together with my son, he asked me deeply, theologically about God, and I'm surprised because at the age of 12, he asked me about why there is sin, and he said, "What if God is good?" Actually, I heard it from theologians, but I don't expect that I will hear from my son that he asked me that, if God is good, why there is sin, and why there is Satan, and why Satan is bad if God is good. So actually I know that, and I simply explained to him, not in theologically, deeply theologically, but in as at 12 years old, so I explained it lightly to him.
Yeah, yeah.
About where sin came from and why Satan became bad. He's an angel and became bad. So even though in our own faith and our own knowledge about God, God put us in a test, and God wants us to not only to know Him, but to live what He wants us to live as a Christian. So I believe that we can influence to our families, especially our sons and daughters. So it is for us, me and Cherry, it is a blessing that we have a son that have fear and love to the Lord.
Amen.
So that's,
amen,
for me, that's the most important thing, even though we provide to him everything. But one thing I want to share, that by the grace of God, that he will love and have fear in reverence to God, and I pray that God will use him, not only being a Christian, but I want to become someday will become a preacher or like that. So I pray that God will, the desire of my heart will answer someday, that he will use in his kingdom. So it is so blessed that although the culture is different from Japan and the Philippines, and also the weather so hot, so but we are so happy and blessed in the Philippines, and we have also shared to our some of our families about Jesus, and also to a taxi driver. I don't expect.
Yes.
And he asked me, me and Cherry, are you from Kibuloy? You know Kibuloy? Kibuloy is a cult religion in the Philippines. It's a big cult church, almost 5 million or millions of members. So he asked us, are you from Kibuloy? No, we are not. We are Christians. So he asked, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, no, and he told us, so you worship in Sunday? Yeah, we worship in Sunday. So you should worship in Saturday because the Bible says like that. So I simply answered him that please read Romans chapter 14, because in Romans chapter 14 it explains everything. So if you believe it's okay. If not, it's okay. It depends on the Lord, because in Romans says that there's no, you know. Let's just read Romans chapter 14. It's hard to explain. That's all I think. It's
important. Worship on Sunday.
Hello, my name is Grace. After I listened to Eric's testimony, I'm reminded of something, especially for us who have small children. I've had a problem with the language because most of you know, I stay alone with Joyce, and I really desired her to speak English, but it's very hard for me. And many of you know, if you have bilingual kids, actually most people in Japan, their kids only speak Japanese, because people get tired, the society is all Japanese, you know, and most kids will feel embarrassed to speak their mother's language before their friends or their just in public places. So I've been bringing up Joyce, and I decided to teach her not English. From the time she was small, I decided to teach her Kiswahili. In my country, we have two languages, national languages, English and Swahili. They are equally spoken all over the country. So I decided that I will teach her Swahili first. Then once she becomes 4 or 5 years old, then I can begin English lessons. But it's really tough because you're only two people. So speaking more than one language is not that easy, especially in a society where people are speaking all one language. And of course, she spends most of her time in school, so I meet her only maybe 3 hours in the evening. In the morning, we wake up and we are gone. But I'm really grateful to God, because I believe it's just been by His grace that Joyce can fluently speak Swahili. You know, I went to my country and people were shocked, because many of them know she was born in Japan, so they didn't expect that they would communicate with her in any way. And she goes there and she's all speaking Swahili to people, and they're just like, wow, this is really amazing. But what I really want to thank God for is, now I've been thinking, how do I teach her English? The English schools in Japan, sorry to say, they are so terrible. If you have contact with a fast English speaker. Like for the new year, we spend our holidays at our friend's house in Scuba. The guy comes from Congo. In Congo, they speak French. But him and his wife, they've learned English, and so that's how we communicate with them. And their children are attending Japanese schools. And I was talking to their children. They are in junior high school, both of them, a boy and a girl. And they were telling me English lessons are yuck, because they know the real English. They can't speak good English, but they hear the English in the house when we are there. So they know the English in school is so bad for them that they just tell me, we don't like the English lessons at school. Because you can imagine, if you know, even if you cannot speak, but you know the right English, and then in school you are taught the Japanese English, you feel so awkward. So that's the kind of image that is there. And so I thought about taking Joyce to an English school, but I said it will just make some worse English for her. So I just thought I will start teaching her maybe from 4 years, but of course, I want to do my best, but I'm a scientist. The little time I have, I want also to do my work. And God did something amazing. You know, her living in Japan, she would love to do everything in Japanese. So I introduced her to watching YouTube videos. And initially, she would want to watch Japanese animes. But I thank God, because she agreed with me that she would be watching English. So she started watching English, and by God's miracle, she found some cereal there. Many of you maybe know it. It's called Peppa Pig. That thing has done amazing things to my daughter. You know, now we are speaking English in the house, and it's just that I cannot believe. Because I didn't teach her, but she's watching that series, and she's usually watching it by herself. So somehow she's just learning English by watching those cartoons, what they do and everything. And I'm so grateful to God. You know, every time she's talking to me in English in the house, and I'm like, of course she's still shy. She can't use it here, but please, I encourage you to engage her in English conversations. Yeah. Yes, today she could talk to Michelle along the road, and I just can't believe, because this is not my English. She's learning it by herself. And it's really amazing, you know, because we are just two people in the house, and this is a Japanese society. So getting your kid to speak three languages is not really easy. But actually, what I want to bless the Lord is something I shared on Facebook some time back. That's what Eric reminded me. The children really have questions to ask. And I didn't expect this kind of question from Joyce. You know, maybe three Sundays back on the 17th, I think Pastor Kevin was preaching. And so the fact that she's learning English means she's now sensitive to ask what she doesn't understand. So I didn't imagine she's listening to Pastor Kevin's message. Then suddenly she asked me, what are Christians? Yeah. I couldn't believe, you know, and you know, I've given her a rule that when we are in the church, we keep silent. If you'll talk to me, I'll either ignore you or I'll try to answer her very quickly. So that day, Pastor Kevin was preaching, and she heard the word Christians, and she asked me, who are Christians? Then I told her, Christians are we people who come to church, and she really challenged me. So she told me, I didn't write the name on Facebook, but she told me, Mama Miwa, she calls Miwa San Mama Miwa. So Mama Miwa is not here today, so she's not a Christian, you know. Can you imagine? I just didn't know what to tell her, because what I told her, I know, is wrong. I should have told her the same thing. Because now I don't know how to explain to her that somebody is not here today and they are not Christians, you know. But it's just amazing, you know. I'm just so grateful to God that she's learning English and also getting the experience in church, both in the English church and the Sunday school. Because I decided to be bringing her to the Sunday school also. And one of the main reasons is, for now, she understands things better in Japanese. So I thought, as much as I'm trying to teach her the Bible at home, I would love her to hear the Sunday school in church. So I'm really praying that she can understand the word of God. And I'm so grateful to God. God really uses the children to teach us many things. So pray for us, you know. I really am thinking about her so much, because I have to decide something. You know, I live in Japan, and this year she'll be turning 5 and she'll be 6. And I need to make a decision whether we have to live in Japan and she study here, or I have to go back to my country and she study there. Because, you know, I'm on my own by her. So I have to make that decision. On one side, especially after the death of my mom, I've been feeling I really need to be close to the family and the church that she left. Because I'm so much, I call them like almost every day, the church leaders, and they really need so much help from us. So I've been asking God to help me decide whether he desires that I go home and be close to the church and close to my family, or stay here. Joyce already has established connections and friends, and for her, when I ask her, do you want to study there or here, I want to study here. So I really need God's wisdom to guide me, because after she turns 5 and 6, she has to begin elementary school. So I have to decide. If it's Japan, it's Japan. If it's Kenya or here, then it has to be Kenya. Thank you.